Hi, and welcome to the CDC podcast. In this edition, we're looking at how we can ensure that everyone has access to a reliable and affordable source of electricity. It's an important issue, and one that's covered in the UN's Sustainable Development Goals. And like all the other goals, it can have a profound impact on people's lives, helping to create jobs and enabling them to build a sustainable future. But before this goal is achieved, there are, of course, challenges that need to be overcome. And in this podcast, we look at these challenges and how they can be navigated. So we hear from people working across all aspects of the energy sector in developing countries, from electricity generation.
We, in many cases, supply 20-25% of electricity in a particular country, in a particular economy.
To electricity distribution.
Really, we are mindful that in Uganda, the electricity penetration is very, very low. It's currently at around 15%.
But first, we're going beyond the grid and looking at how to reach the 1.1 billion people living in rural areas without access to electricity. One answer being put forward is decentralized renewables. This is energy generated close to where it's going to be used, which doesn't go through the national grid. Christine Ibsinger is from the Power for All campaign. They are calling for the faster development of decentralized renewables.
Power for All is a global campaign that was formed by the leading private sector and civil society organizations who participate in decentralized renewable energy. And the goal of the campaign is to accelerate the use of decentralized renewables in delivering universal energy access. And our goal is to achieve that universal energy access goal by 2025, so a full 5 years ahead of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goal 7, which is delivering universal energy access.
The role of decentralized renewables, does that come in combination with other sources of energy?
Clearly, there's still a role for larger scale power plants for the extension of the more traditional grid, if you will. But the evidence is showing that by utilizing solar home systems and biomass mini grids and solar biomass mini grids and using the technologies and the business models that have evolved most recently over the past years, that we can deliver to a large percentage of the 1.1 billion people who don't have access to electricity, that decentralized renewables are just going to get there faster. And as the technology prices fall, as the business models become more efficient, we're going to be able to deliver energy more cheaply to these households through decentralized renewables. So it's not the solution, it is a major component of the overall solution set of delivering universal access.
Powerful talk about the sort of the potential for employment that this kind of rollout of decentralized renewables would bring. Can you just touch a bit on that and what you think the potential there is?
IRENA, the International Renewable Energy Agency, just came out with a very interesting report on the overall jobs that could be created through renewable energy. And of course, decentralized off-grid energy is one of the areas where those jobs are being created. And there's two types of jobs. There's the direct jobs, which are the jobs that are being created through these businesses that are establishing companies in these markets. And then the indirect jobs that are created through the delivery of the energy services. And that's certainly the case, whether it's a micro enterprise who's now charging cell phones or being able to stay open in business later, all the way through to the types of productive uses that are generated.
As Christine said, decentralized renewables are seen as part of the solution rather than the only answer. And that solution does need to include large-scale energy generation from a wide variety of sources. In 2015, CDC and Norfund, the Norwegian Investment Fund for Developing Countries, acquired Globelec Africa, a leading developer and operator of electricity generation. We spoke to their CEO, Henry Asklar, about the challenges they're facing and how they're overcoming them.
One of the first key challenges is infrastructure. So power generation requires a great deal of infrastructure, both in terms of delivery of fuel as well as the ability to take away power through transmission and distribution lines and deliver the electricity to the end consumer.
Do you think renewables will play an important role for you over the coming years?
Renewables are going to be a very important part of what powers Africa in the future, but it's only one part of the equation, and thermal generation is the other part of the equation. And in some cases, you know, let's not forget hydro is also a renewable technology, and it's been well used throughout the continent and will continue to be a key component of power generation in Africa, and we'll continue to work in those fields or within those asset classes. in any case, you have to combine thermal generation with renewable generation in order to provide the blended product that a urban center requires and effectively anchor the modern economy that Africa needs to generate the jobs for its growing population.
And from generation, we now go to electricity distribution and to Uganda, where we spoke to Celestino Babungi, the managing director of the National Electricity Distribution Company, UMEME. CDC helped to establish the company back in 2005, and since then it has grown to having nearly 800,000 customers.
What do you think the main challenges are that you face as a large energy distributor in Africa?
I think the key issue really on starting with the first item on connections, the issue of capital costs, we find it's a hindrance for customers to come on the grid. Last year, we implemented one of the programs by the World Bank, where World Bank was funding the last mile connection of $200 per customer. With that scheme, we connected 70,000 new customers, which validates the capital constraint. The second challenge we face is that you look at the backbone of electricity in Uganda, it's along the historical urban centers. So to move these lines to rural areas, again, the capital cost is significantly high.
Could you give us an idea of what your future plans for UMEME are?
Yes, at the moment, really, UMEME has 850,000 customers, 850, and these are growing at an average of 20% per annum. And really, we are mindful that in Uganda, the electricity penetration is very, very low. It's currently at around 15%. We see that by 2020, we should be doubling this number. We should be at around 1.5 million customers. But the overall government ambition and objective is to reach 30% access rate by 2020. From our side, based on the numbers that we see, we should be close to over 1.5 million customers by then.
That was Celestino Babungi from UMEME in Uganda speaking there. And that's about all we have time for on this podcast. Hopefully it's given you a good overview of how access to energy for all can be achieved. And if you're looking for more information in this area, you can go to our website, cdcgroup.com.